Okay, today is Yuma Daf Ayin Tes, and we will talk about a sugya that we've touched on in the past, and that's the sugya of Shalosh Udas, Udash Lishit, that comes up here on Ayin Tes and Mabez in the Rishonim. The Gemara talks about here, as we know, the shear for eating on Yom Kippur, and the Gemara has 2 days. Rav Yehuda, how big is Koseves Hagasa? Is Koseves Hagasa more than an egg size? That's Rav Yehuda on Amun Aleph. I'm Rav Yehuda, Koseves Hagasa, Sha'amru Yisera Mika Beitza. It's more than a Beitza. And the Rabbanan had a Misora, Tabahachi Misfadaite, Batsum Yachilo Misfadaite. Right? That's the Yusuf Hadas. That is the Shear. But on a Mabez, we have a second day, Rav Zvid, that Koseves Hagasa is less than a Beitza. So those are the 2 days in the context that we are talking about. But along those lines, the Gemara tried to quote, to figure out whether the Koseves was with the pit or without the pit. That was the discussion, and the Gemara quoted the context of Hilchas Sukkah on Ayin Tesma base here. The Gemara quoted, Amar Rebbe, Kshayinu Lomdim Torah Eitzar Belazar Ben Shemua, Heviu, when we were learning Torah with Rebbe Elazar Ben Shemua, Heviu Lefaneinu Te'enim Va'anavim. They brought figs and grapes, Va'achalnu Achilas Arai Chutz LaSukkah. And we ate Achilas Arai outside the Sukkah. We ate the figs and the grapes. So the Gemara says, Achilas Arai in Achilas Keva Lo, sounds like you're not allowed to eat in Achilas Keva of these fruit. Ema achalnum ka achilas arai chutz l'sukkah. We ate it like an achilas arai. By definition, it was arai. That's one day. And then the Gemara went into the end of that Mishnah in Maseches Sukkah. Lema b'sayale. Maybe let's try to prove that fruit can be a sudas kava. Lefichach, we quote from the Mishnah in Sukkah Chav Zayin. Lefichach im hishlam b'minei tagima yatsa. If he is mashlam, who's the he? Rebbe Elazar holds that one needs 14 meals on Sukkos. 14 meals, Rashi quotes here. Hishlam yudalat seudos. Shadam chayav lechol basukkah ledivir eliyazim v'sechah sukkah. If somebody finishes the 14 meals with minei targima, that's the question. What does minei targima mean? Rashi says lifton, something that's eaten with the bread, with the meal, not the main course, but minei targima yatsa. He's yotzi the 14 meals. But 1 second, v'sachah da'adah peri boi sukkah listi peros. And if fruit require a sukkah, so the Gemara says, why don't you say fruit? Right? Why does it say minei targima? So the Gemara says, well, 2 days. Number one, my minei targima peiros, maybe minei targima are fruit. That's what it means. And you can have fruit in order to be mashlam the 14 sudos. Or do we say no? It's in a place where fruit wasn't so common, but in a chinami, fruit would work, but it just wasn't mentioned in that Mishnah. So based on this, Tosfos and the other Rishonim discuss that Minei Targima, according to Rabbi Eliezer, which means something other than bread. That's what we know it means. What does it mean? That is a discussion in the Rishonim. But we don't mean something other than bread, says the Tosfos Rishonim here, quoting from the earlier Rishonim. Minei Targima, says the Tosfos Yeshanim, v'yavagav depei lo boisukah, v'kam akam yachal hashtam yidal tzulu shal sukah, v'mine targima. Umikan heviyo Rabbeinu Shlomo v'Rabbeinu Yaakov Raya. From our Gemara, here in Yuma, right? Not in Shabbos, but in Yuma, right here. Reb Shlomo and Rabbeinu Yaakov brought a Raya, b'im hishlim su'uda shlishis shal Shabbos, v'mine targima yatsa. Hainu nami peirei. Just like here, it sounds like minei targima either means fruit or could substitute for fruit. So too, Reb Shlomo and Reb Yaakov bring a raya that just like it can be mashlim for Seudas Sukkos, so too it can be mashlim for Seudas Shabbos, for Shalosh Udas. That is Reb Shlomo and Reb Yaakov. Even Tosfos and Psachim notes that even according to this daya, that you could have something more flexible for Shalosh Udas, it does not mean that the first two meals, even though there are 3 meals on Shabbos, it does not mean that the first 2 meals, one is allowed to have something more than, less than bread. Tosfos says, Im Sachem Kuf Aleph, Nira Dehainu Ti'imas Lechem, Kidamrita Paragimel Deshvuas, when it says Timu Midi, it means that for the first 2 meals, you have to have bread. If you're going to say that there's some flexibility for what one can eat, or what one has to eat for the third meal, it's only the third meal. Those first two, it has to be used only for only bread, and nothing else is used. That is clear from the context there. So this is a day that you might have something other than other than bread. Tosfos here thus says that I don't think it's such a raya. Tosfos says right here, again arguing on the Tosfos Yeshanim, the first he quotes, what are midei targima? Tosfos discusses in Sukkah, Mishlam, Yudal, Sula, Shechayim, Alalecha, Basuda, midei targima, Pirish Rashi, Gon Peros, Vekistin, Vekaflutos, Mivushalim, right, fruit or cooked fruit, Vahachamash, midei targima, La Peros, Enu, here does not Dafka have to be fruit, right, it says there was no fruit, V'ein lo mon mikan, don't learn from here, says Tosfos, fundamentally, that you can have it for Shuda Shlishis, for Shalash Shudas. Why? Don't compare Hilcha Sukkah to Hilcha Shabbos. The Shiny Hasam, the Alfinan Lahu, me the Kasav Tlasa Zimnin Hayom, Gabi Mun, right? The Gemara in Shabbos, Kuf Yud Ches says that it says Hayom, 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 three times in the Pasuk and the Parsha B'Shalach. So you learn from there, three meals. So three meals, they're equalized, the Tosfos says. Because three ayoms, you have to have bread, shehu b'makom pas, and therefore, says Tosfos, I don't think that this is a raya that you can have something less. And then Tosfos adds, and even, v'yafilu ihavi amrina denafik begimel su'udas v'mini targima kimo gabi suk, and even if you want to say mini targima works, v'kal makom b'peire lo nafik, lo mahani nami besuka. I still don't think that mina targima means fruit, right? You're not going to have fruit. You can't, just like fruit doesn't work for sukkah, he says it's not a sudas keva, so too for Shabbos. Even if you want to say something less than bread works, fruit aren't going to work. So this is, again, opens up the door for the Suda Shabbos, and this is, and the Suda Shabbos, what you need for Suda Shlishis of Shabbos, and this is a discussion in the Rishonim. Again, as we'll see, there are three or maybe four days in the Rishonim quoted in Hilchos Shabbos, Reish Tzadi Aleph. Reish Tzadi Aleph in the Tur. The Tur quotes these two days that are in our Tosfos here. The Tur quotes, what are you supposed to use for Shalosh Shudas? The Yesh Omrim, Reish Tzadi Aleph towards the end of the Tur. The Yesh Omrim, there's many aspects of Shalosh Shudas. I think we spoke about this also a couple of years ago in Masechet Shabbos, but it's always good to touch on these topics again. So what does one, what, it's about the what, it's about the when, it's about the who. So first the what. So Yesh Omrim, Sheyavala Hashlam, Suda Shalishin, Bini Targima, Pirish Ma'achala Asui, Mechameshas Mini Dagon. The day that the Tur quotes is, you can use Bini Targima, which is Mizonos. Kedemina Gabi Sukkah. L'Rabbi Eliezer, Shesorach, Yudal Sudas Pesukah, Vimhishla, Minet HaGim Yatsa, quotes our Gemara. V'riyaya Omer, Kivet D'Alfina Gimel Sudas V'Gimel Pa'amim Hayom, Dechsivi Gabi Man, Sorach Lal Tzoz V'Pas. What do you mean? It says Hayom three times. So that equalizes all of them, and therefore you have to use bread. So these are two days that are quoted in the Tur. You have Mizonos, and you have Hamotzi. If you look in the Beis Yosef, the Beis Yosef quotes the other deos, other Rishonim, what Mine Targima mean, which translates into four different deos in the Shulchan Aruch. The Shulchan Aruch says, in Reish Tzadi Aleph, what are you supposed to have for Suda Shlishis, says the Shulchan Aruch in Sifhei, Tzorach La'Tzoz V'Pas. You need to use bread. That's Tzorach. Tzorach La'Tzoz V'Pas. And what does the Baragola quote? Tur B'Shem Ri Tosfos Yuma Ayintes. Right, so amazing. You can learn all Tilcha Shabbos, but this Tosfos is right here in Yuma. Or Sukkah Chavav. So, you should use bread. V'yesh Omrim maybe Mizonos, right? And that's what Tosfos here says also. If you're going to rely on anything secondary. V'yesh omrim sheyochol asosa b'dvarim shemalaftim b'hem apas. Kibasar v'dagim avaloperos. So maybe you could use meat and fish, that's what Tosfos says there, in Sukkah, but not fruit. V'yesh omrim, and others say, last day, you take Mina Targima literally, and you say you compare Hilcha Sukkah and Hilcha Shabbos, and therefore one would be able to use food. But the first svar is Iker, says the Shulchan Aruch, that you have to do it with bread. So it's clear that the Shulchan Aruch says that at the beginning, this is the first day, and he says at the end, just in case we didn't know, svar Rishona Iker, that you have to use bread. El M. Kane, Savea Bioser, unless he says you are overly stuffed. But again, one should keep in mind, as we'll see, that they shouldn't put themselves into that state. But that is the Shulchan Aruch. And the Aruch HaShulchan as well emphasizes, again, even though he often defends Minhagim of Klal Yisrael, the Aruch HaShulchan at the end of Reish Tzadi Aleph, he quotes all of these deos. And then he quotes the Shulchan Aruch, Asfar Rishona Iker, Vihineh. Gam das bali shulchan aruch the ikal adina shetzorach pas v'kiv shadas harif v'harambam v'harush v'hatur v'shulchan aruch shetzorach dafka b'pas chalila lahakel bazeh. One should not be mekel via vera gedola biyada mikilim bazeh. Let's say it's b'mini targima. The yesh lahazir halzeh ma'od ma'od. One has to be very careful about this and be mazir about this and warn about this. V'amizalzim b'su the shlishis v'alseisi dey chovasim b'lo pas asidim litenas adin. Whoa, right? Somebody's mezalzel in the suda, silly tiras adin, because after all, the Aruch HaShulchan says this is very serious. Again, these are the 4 days that are quoted in the Shulchan Aruch, but the Ikara Deya. The one day that's not quoted, fascinatingly, is learning. One might have heard that, oh, I could learn instead of Shalosh Hodos. That is not quoted in Hilchas Shabbos, that's quoted in Hilchas Pesach. In Hilchas Erev Pesach, Shecholias B'Shabbos, that day that it's impossible to know exactly how to eat Shalosh Hodos on that day. We have to, you're not allowed to eat matzah, you're not allowed to eat chametz in the afternoon. So what should you do about Shalosh Hodos? All the different deos. So in that context, the Magen Avraham quotes from Rav Shimon Bar Yochai that he used to learn instead of Shalosh Hodos. So did he always do that, or did he do that only on the day of Erev Pesach Shalosh B'Shabbos? Number one. Number two is Rav Shimon Bar Yochai. So he didn't do a number of mitzvos. Tarasa umnaso. So every second. And number three, that's only quoted there. It's only quoted there in Erev Pesach Chalias B'Shabbos. So generally, we assume that that is not what is to be relied on. Again, if somebody wants to learn during that time, they should eat Shalosh Hodos before they go to the shir. But that is not a opinion that is quoted in the Shulchan Aruch and Hilchas Shabbos. Who is chayv in Shalosh Hodos? So we know that everyone is chayv in Shalosh Hodos. Men and women are equally obligated in Shalosh Hodos. If you look in the Shulchan Aruch quotes in Sif Vav, Nashim Chayavos B'Suda Shlishis. Women are obligated in Suda Shlishis, and the Mishnah Berurah quotes two reasons, which is really a Machlokas Rishonim. First, the Mishnah Berurah quotes, Dilachol Mili, the Shabbos Ishvisha Shavin. Right, that is the first day. That is what the Ramban and the Ran all say. That the Gemara in Brachas and Avchav that says Zachar v'Shamor Ish v'Isha Shavin and Nashim Chayavos b'Kiddush Hayom. Women are obligated in Kiddush. That does not only mean Kiddush, but that means all the mitzvahs of Shabbos. Women are obligated in, whether it's Lechem Mishnah, whether it's Shalosh Hodos, maybe even Havdalah. That's a Machlokas Rishonim. But all the mitzvahs of Shabbos, women are obligated in, and that's what the Ramban and the Ran and other Chachmei Sfarad say. Rabbi Tam says, and that's quoted next in the Mishnah Berurah, Va'od shegam heim hoyu b'nei shel haman, because they were also in the nace of the man, and therefore they should be included in Shalosh Hodos. So the Rishonim don't seem to ask something fundamental on Rabbi Tam. They just say Ve'ein Sarach. Ve'ein Sarach, you don't have to say this. You don't have to come up with a new idea of Afi Noi Boso Anes. Just say that it is based on Zachar v'Shamar. Other Achronim say maybe content-wise, it's not an appropriate reason. Afein Hayu, right? We had a shiur about this earlier in Masechta Shabbos, I think. Afein Hayu Boso Anes. That's limited to certain mitzvahs. Rishonim asked, why doesn't it apply to the mitzvah of Sukkah? Why doesn't it apply to other mitzvahs? And some of the suggestions given are limited to specific types of mitzvahs. Maybe it's only a mitzvah that there was an imminent danger that we were saved from, right? Like by Hanukkah, we were saved from an imminent danger. In other moments, we wouldn't have been able to survive as Jews in the world of Yavan. And Dalet Kosos, and the next seconds, and of course the Megillah. So we were saved from an imminent danger. Here, was there an imminent danger? So some might say, oh yeah, because if Hashem wouldn't protect us in the Midbar, there would be an imminent danger. But on the surface, it's not the same type. Or other Achronim, Rav Moshe Soloveitchik, suggest that maybe it's not a mitzvah of Pursumei Nisa. And only mitzvahs of Pursumei Nisa have the principle of Afhein Hayu Boso Hanes. Right? How do you know if it's a mitzvah of Pursumei Nisa? Whether it gets a separate bracha, a special bracha besides the regular brachas ha-mitzvah of on the ma'isa ha-mitzvah of lahadlik or lishmoa, but there's a special mitzvah relating to its nes aspect, right? That's sha'asa nisim la'voseinu, which you have by Megillah and you have by Chanukah, and we have asher ga'alanu by Dalet Kosos. So maybe there's a separate bracha that reflects the nature. So by the mon, there was a nes that was involved, but it's not a nace that has as its essence Pursumei Nisa. and therefore maybe it wouldn't be appropriate to apply af hein hayiboso anes in this context. But either way, this is the machlokas we've shown him between the Ramban and the Ran on the one hand, and Rabbeinu Tam on the other. There is mentioned this before. There's a fascinating and very difficult tshuva of Rav Shlomo Kloker. In Ha'elaf Lecha Shlomo, in Arachayim, Simen Kuf Yudalid, where he's trying to defend the minog of some women who were not makbid on Lecha Mishnah. Lama lo nogu anashim b'lecha Mishnah. Ve'ein lomar, da azachar motzi'am b'shalo. Don't say that the male is motzi them, imkein lo yivarchu berchas ha-motzi gamkein. So they shouldn't make berchas ha-motzi, and it's clear, what the minog was, that they do make their own ha-motzi, and they're not being yotze, they're not using Lecha Mishnah. So v'zeh garam lo masharah primagadim shekatzav shem abu dram degam nashim chayavin mikoch ta'afi na'i boso anes. Lidaiti, here he's talking about Lechem Mishnah, but you know, one might say that maybe the same thing applies to Shalosh Udus, because you know, many women bizman hazeh, or all throughout the ages, maybe weren't as makon and Shalosh Udus as they should. But he says, well, you know, each of the shitos have something that is somewhat problematic with it, right? Maybe the Ramban Ran Shita, maybe should only apply to Kiddush. Who says that Zachar V'Shamar should be applied outside of Kiddush to Lecha Mishnah and Shalosh Udus V'Chulu? And according to the Rabbeinu Tam, who says that Afein Hayu should apply outside of the three places where it applies in the Gemara? So since each Shita has something difficult or Mechudash about it, maybe that's how the women say that, well, each one has a difficulty, therefore we're not going to be knowing it. That's his suggestion. And then he continues maybe the same thing about the shita of the Ran, Zechira L'Shmira, skipping a couple of lines, Kibbutz Iskir Zechira L'Shmira, V'nashal Chayav Makidash Hayom Dvar Torah, Hua Din L'Kol Chiyuve Shabbos. V'hinei, says Rav Shlomo Kloker, Ein Zeh Mukhrach. Da'kaim Olan, Di'ish Lomad, Kimli Ka'poskim, B'hai V'lo Kimli Ka'hayim, Kain. Kivan, the Rabbeinu Tam Abu Dram, Nasu Tam Mikoch, Avin Ebos Ones. V'lo Kasu Mikoch, Di'iskir Zechira L'Shmira, Ba'karachad L'Svira Le'Karan. They must not hold like the Ran and the Ramban. Roxir le didavka le zechira iskish v'lo v'shardinim only to kiddush. V'im kein bazek kamalan kavasaya. Maybe we hold like the problem of each shita and not like each it itself, and that's where it comes up that they don't eat lecha mishnah, and one might say also shalosh udus. That's what he says at the end as well, relating it to shalosh udus. That is a huge chiddush for Ravad Yosef writes in a tshuva. That's impossible. Everybody agrees that you're chayef. All rishonim agree that you're chayef. Women are obligated in Shalosh Udus, and in Lecha Mishnah, for that matter. But so because each one has a challenging aspect to it, that a Mechudash aspect, so you could reject everything and say they're Peturos, that's impossible. But again, that's the suggestion of Rav Shlomo Kloker defending the practice of these women. But L'chora is wrong. L'chora should not be done. So that's the who, and that's the what. What about Kiddush at Shalosh Udus? So this is an unusual Shulchan Aruch, where the Shulchan Aruch tells you not only what to do but what not to do. The Shulchan Aruch says in Siv Dalet, "Ein tzarach lekadish misudas shlishis." You don't need to make kiddush. What does that mean? You don't need to make kiddush. What's the background? So that's the Rambam in the Tur. Right? The Rambam says that one should make kiddush two times, and one should be koveya suuda al hayayin. That's the Rambam's lashon. They should be koveya each suuda of Shabbos al hayayin. The Tur seems to understand that as making kiddush on wine. Because if you look in the language of the Tur says that the Rambam says, let me just find the lashon, says the so because of a Rambam. Shagam besuda shlishis koveya al hayayin ubote al shtei kikaros vadoni evi arash zal loayim avarach al hayayin kodem. My father would not make brach on wine before. Bishem de iskish yom liyilo lenin kiddush malayla sagi bechadzimna afu biyom nami sagi bechadzimna. My father wouldn't make a brach on wine before. Sounds like he's contrasting that minog of his father, the Rosh, to the Rambam that you shouldn't make Kiddush before. But the Beis Yosef points out, the Rambam never says that. The Rambam does not say that you should make Kiddush at Shalosh Shudis. He just says you should be Koveya Su'uda al Hayayin at Shalosh Shudis. And that is why the Beis Yosef in the Shulchan Aruch quotes how he understands the Rambam, that you don't need Kiddush. You don't need Kiddush. You want to be Koveya Su'uda al Hayayin. You have some wine during the meal. That's what the Achronim say. That's fine to be behind the sheet of the Rambam, to have wine at each meal, but not Kiddush. That's what the Shulchan Aruch here says. Ain tzarech lekadesh. No need to be mekadesh at Suda Shlishis. Just have wine during the meal is what the later poskim say. When should Shalosh Shudis be eaten? So that's another machlokes poskim. Some Bali Atosvas say you should not eat it between Mincha and Ma'ariv, because that's a time when the neshamas go back to Gehenim, and we don't want to eat, drink even water then, but that's not what the Shulchan Aruch says. We paskin that the best time, based on the Rambam and others, that the best time to eat Shalosh Shudis is late in the day on Shabbos between Mincha and Ma'ariv, and that is the Minhag Ha'olam. Right? Those other days are quoted in the Shulchan Aruch, but Yoser Tov to eat Davi Mincha first, the Ramah says, in Reish Adi Aleph, and that is the Minhag Olam. Okay, we'll stop here. A little dip into Shalosh Shudis.